wants us, we're his temple, the church, to be pure and holy. That's what it says in James 4. It says that God is jealous. The spirit that watches over us yearns jealously. He wants our attention. Our worship is watched by God, and our bodies, as I already quoted in 1 Corinthians 6, are his temples, and he wants us to be pure and consecrated. In fact, 2 Corinthians 11 says this, 2-4, I am jealous for you. Now, some of you have already gotten Twitter-pated. You probably don't know about Bambi video. That's Thumper, you know, got Twitter-pated. He was in love. When you see a couple getting interested in each other, here's a guy, here's a gal, and what happens is they are selective and aggressive. They select one, and they aggressively pursue each other. Now, girls, I'll give you the lesson I've given my three daughters. If this boy is interested in you, and he tells you, this boy, this chair is a boy, yep, and here is you, and this boy says, oh, you are wonderful, and I just, you know, can't live without you. But if you notice that he can't take his eyes off every girl that walks by, and you are the most beautiful. If he does not have a singular focus on you, do you think marriage is going to solve that problem? See, I love doing men's ministry, and we'll go to restaurants, and we'll sit at a restaurant, Panera or wherever, and you're talking to the guy, and all of a sudden a girl walks by, and you watch his eyes, and they go. I don't know what they call it. Now, they used to call it scoping the girls, you know, scoping. And it's a habit. They can't stop looking up and down every girl they see. Do you know what the Bible says? If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. Jesus said that. So I tell my girls, you want a guy? Watch him for a long time before you get close to him, because a guy in his natural state, when he doesn't know anybody's watching, is what he really is and what you're marrying. Most boys can really change for a girl. I've watched it. I've done 300, performed 300 weddings. These guys absolutely change. They shave, they wash, they spray themselves with all this stuff. They become open the door, buy stuff, just, oh. Then they get married, they go back to slug life, what they really were. They put on to get, then they go revert to the relaxed setting, which is what they really are. What does Jesus say? I want you to be pure and consecrated. I want you to be, I'm jealous, verse 2 of 2 Corinthians, with a godly jealousy. I betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. If you're engaged to this guy, and yet he's always talking and calling and writing and going out with all these other girls, you should have strong concerns. Jesus said, yeah, you're engaged to me. Yet the last thing you do is read my love note to you. You spend all of your time, you know, playing Angry Birds, you know, or watching or playing, you know, the latest video game, and you never have time for me. He said, I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy.